This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, and today, a Thanksgiving musical treat. The Ryan Montbleu Band is here, performing songs from their new album, Heavy on the Vine.
Sweet little songbirds sting on their wire. Sing the fire from your belly so small. Sound waves roll and the waves spread wide. You sing a song until it's 6 feet tall. And walking, stomping, stalking down the sidewalk. Wearing clothes, standing side by side. Fly little songbirds on to the next stop. You sing a song, you look each other in the eye like.
The band's sound can be hard to pin down. Is it American roots music, folk, pop? Well, whatever it is, it does get your feet moving, and it's maybe the perfect antidote to that post-feast sloth.
Who all can tell you not to sing your story? Who all can tell you that you're singing off-key? You are the dance, you are not the dancer. You are the song, not the one who sings. Be a beautiful song, songbird. Now be a beautiful song, songbird, songbird. Now be a beautiful song, songbird. And you tell the truth.
The Ryan Montbleu Band is based in Boston, but they don't spend a lot of time there. Instead, they're playing live nearly 200 nights this past year in taverns, at cafes, and clubs across the country, earning their fans one at a time. And today, they're playing for us. Welcome to all six of you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And what is it about performing live? I mean, there's obviously a buzz there and a connection you must enjoy with the audience, but there's a reason that most bands don't tour 200 nights a year.
Because they can't hack it.
No.
I don't know. Or maybe they can't get the gigs. I used to try so hard just to get gigs, you know. I was like, oh, I just need gigs, you know. And now I'm just like, no more gigs. But I just think it's the most obvious point of contact with the people. Just bring the music right to their faces and hope that they come.
You all must collect some pretty good stories being on the road as many days a year as you are.
We do, yeah. You never really know what you're going to get.
There was one I would love to get you to tell. This was from, I guess, the tour that y'all just wrapped up. Something about a van breaking down on a road in California.
You got to narrow it down because that,
that could keep
like
us going for
day.
An hour. No.
Yeah, we do. We have a great van, but yeah, this last tour, it definitely stopped halfway up a mountain in California.
And what happened?
Well, you know, nowadays, you know, you got your cell phones and stuff. You just make a bunch of calls, and you go with AAA, you can get towed 100 miles. We got towed 92 and a half miles to Long Beach.
And you were going to stop and play there wherever it was, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. We were going to gig right there on the side of the road if we had to. We had the equipment. And we rented a U-Haul truck, and everybody was nice and cozy riding in the back of a box truck to the gig in L.A., and we rolled up to this gig in Hollywood, you know, all quote-unquote glamorous, like, and we just parked our U-Haul box truck in front of the club and did the show.
There's one of the songs on this new album that speaks to a lot of this, I thought, this whole itinerant musician lifestyle, and I'm thinking of Stay, which seemed to me, it was speaking directly about this idea of never settling in one place for more than a night.
Yep, that's exactly what it's about.
Would you play it for us?
Absolutely.
My couch and my stove. Can it be that I will not
say. Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Stay just for a little while anyway. Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Home, home, home. What does it mean anymore? Is it the place I was born, the place where my mom lives, or the place where I stay? Can it be I hung my hat here yesterday? It was fading and brown. I looked all around. Can it be that I need me a reason to stay? I've been gone so long. I've been going at this all wrong. I can't seem to stay anywhere these days. Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay? Gotta go, we ain't go. Must get some rest along the way. This lantern light is fading. Rosy, rosy. No, it's not for me to say. It's not my place, but it's mine today. Why don't you stay? Why don't you stay? Couch and my stove. Can it be that I will not find my way back? I've been gone too long. Would it be so wrong to say? Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Why don't you stay?
Stay just for a little while.
Why don't
anyway.
You stay?
Why don't you stay? You stay.
Well, they say to play what you know, and I guess you nailed it on that one.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about the song that you kick off this latest album with. It's called Slippery Road. And what I love about the song is it sounds like it's going to be one kind of song, and then it ends up going off in a very different direction. Talk to me about the beginning of the song and how it does shift directions. It's kind of a preamble. Why do it like that?
I like to hide what's coming next. I sort of err on the side of not giving you the whole thing yet. And that, for me, goes back to, like, I used to do that. Well, I've never told this story before, actually, but I meant when I was, like, a little kid and when I went to school, you know, and you get, like, your tests back and you have test grades and you have little projects. I would order everything in my backpack in order of the coolest thing last to show my mom. I would be like, oh, there's, like, these little quizzes up front, and then the very back was my big drawing that I got an A on.
The grand finale.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I just sort of like to like give you a little bit first and then give you the whole shebang.
The title of that song, Slippery Road, correct me if I'm wrong here, this refers to the fine line between being sober and being drunk. Is that a...
That's certainly in there. You know, I think it can mean a lot of things, but yes, yeah, that's in there too.
Play it.
Okay, sure thing.
Just got to switch it up here.
Silence was a friend indeed. Came to me on bended knee, asked politely for my mind to stand at ease. And silence said only to be, but history says a fool is he who follows not the footsteps of his calling. And what calls me to shore? Is it the wanting of the war? Is it to fight another day to say, hey, I was good, did what I should not care what for? Wheeling, spinning faster round and around. Oh, the end is gaining ground. Better keep on making sound. Even though I stand by high and proud, if I say the same thing tomorrow, come hell, come high water, take me down, take me down, take me down. As was an angel, fell from heaven, took his time to sink. Touched ground on 13th and 2nd, and he found himself a drink. He took one hard look around, and then he laid more money down. Said this whole town needs saving, who am I to disagree? But it's okay if I don't get it done today, and it's alright if I stay up late tonight. But if I say the same thing tomorrow, come hell, come high water, take me down from this slippery road. Sam was sure from the west side of Philly, and she made her presence known. None of you there would have any idea she got the three little kids at home. She said, my daytime is paid, but when the kids are all right someday, my nightlife could need changing. Who am I to disagree? But it's okay if I don't get it done today, and it's alright if I stay up late tonight. But if I say the same thing tomorrow, come hell, come high water, take me down from this slippery road. And it's okay if I don't get it done today, and it's alright if I stay up late tonight. But if I say the same thing tomorrow, come hell, come high water, take me down from this slippery road. Take me down from this slippery road. Come on, take me down. Take me down from this slippery road.
That's new music from the Ryan Mont Blue Band. They're here performing for us, a special Thanksgiving show, and we'll be right back with more of them. That's just ahead on All Things Considered from NPR News. It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, and we're back with the Ryan Montbleu Band. They are Ryan Montbleu, brothers James and Jason Cohen, Lawrence Scudder, Matt Giannaros, and Yehuba Garcia Torres. This song is from their new album, Heavy on the Vine. It's called Love Songs. They play it slow on the album, but they play it fast when they play it live, something they'll demonstrate in a moment.
On up in the conga line, coming in one by one and leaving two at a time. looking for the one and that one don't show. And ain't no conversating on the radio, it's just love songs, love songs. Ooh, I'm only gonna love songs, love songs. Then I shove at the show. Put on my boxing shoes and go looking for love.
I am the greatest.
Dancing the dance about the dance don't pay. Pulling out got one, but she only plays for those love songs, love songs. Ooh, only those love songs, love songs. She only plays for those love songs, love songs. For a limbo stick, I learned to get out of line, but never told the trick. Gather on up before the one-man show. Ain't no conversating, just the radio. We're playing love songs, love songs. Ooh, I'm only gonna love songs, love songs.
Oh yeah, I bet that gets him up dancing when you play live.
It does, on a good night.
I'm told that there's one other member of the band who I should ask about, Ted Wilson.
Oh my God. On
You're
NPR.
Doing an amazing job.
Explain.
Digging stuff up.
He plays the trombone, sometimes the tuba. He's a widower. He's actually completely fictional. He was invented by John Adams, who designs our website, and unbeknownst to us, just ended up on our website one day years ago. Yeah, now he has a blog and he writes articles for other publications. And yeah, Ted Wilson is everywhere. It's been pretty funny.
He's been in The Onion.
He's been in The Onion.
Yeah, that's true. Let me throw a question out. I'm kind of surprised as I sit here listening to y'all play. And don't take this the wrong way, but I'm kind of surprised that y'all aren't bigger.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I take it as a compliment. The biggest reward is really just to see it keep unfolding. And it's like watching the grass grow, you know. It just keeps coming in a little fuller every year.
Okay, but be brutally honest here. Would it be nice one of these days to sell out a stadium to play Fenway or would
no,
you play in Boston?
No, we don't want to do that. I prefer very dirty, very small clubs with nobody in them. No, of course, yeah. I mean, you know, but for us getting to play the Fillmore was a huge deal in San Francisco, and that we were really lucky to do. And then when we played with Martin Sexton, we had these gigs opening up for Dave Matthews Band in amphitheaters and stadiums, and you're ready to do those gigs because you've done a million smaller gigs and then they keep getting bigger and bigger. So by the time you get to play the bigger gigs, you know, you're ready for them. So yeah, God, I hope that we get to play a sold out stadium. And when we do, we'll be ready for it.
Well, I wonder if you would play us out with what I have to confess is my favorite song, the song
nice.
That had me dancing around in the office as I was listening to it. And that's I Can't Wait.
All right.
Here's to the 97,000 whose names that I forgot. Here's to the 750 I call my friends. One or two or three or four dozen there at the top. Here's to the sisters and the show-nuffs and the suits and all the grown-ups and little kiddies come out barefoot tonight to play. Most of all, this one goes out to the one that I have yet to meet, and I can't wait for you to take my breath away. No, I can't wait.
Take it.
Thought I was doing fine, but I was faking. Thought I could make it on my own, but I can't make it.
who I passed along this road, and all the people passing on to the unknown. Here's to the ones who broke the law, all the saints and my grandpa. Here's to everyone who's ever walked alone. Here's to the goodness that you're choosing, the times you thought you'd lose it. Here's to people making people here to stay. Most of all, this one goes out to everybody out there listening to NPR. I can't wait for you to take my breath away. No,
I can't wait
for you to take it. Thought I was doing fine, but I was faking. Thought I could make it on my own, but I can't make it. No, I can't wait for you to take my breath away. No,
I can't wait
for you to take it. I was doing fine, but I was faking. Thought I could make it on my own, but I can't make it. No, I can't wait for you to take my breath away. I can't wait for you to take my breath away. I can't wait for you to take my breath away.
There you go. I love that one. That's I Can't Wait from the Ryan Montbleu Band. They've been here with us performing songs from their latest album, Heavy on the Vine. That was a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
And we should note they are back on the road yet another night, tomorrow night, up in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Bowl. You can hear the music that the Ryan Montbleu Band performed exclusively for us at nprmusic.org. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. Happy Thanksgiving.